Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in already. I may take some calls maybe in about 20 minutes. Those of you that are listening to me out there in the radio land, I believe that God.
Pastor Jay, is this Pastor Jay? Hello?
On the seventh time. Now, there are some of you, not everybody in Broward County, we have over 5 million people, but all of you that will listen to my voice right now and obey what I'm saying and follow the instructions of God, if you can just get there at the Courtyard Marriott Ballroom tonight, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I know and believe that God has a miracle set aside for you. And there's nothing that's going to stop that. When I tell you, amen, if you just follow through on obedience, if you just follow through on what God is saying, there's nothing going to stop your miracle because he is all sovereign. I mean, he has all the power. He controls the activity of the universe, not just of this world, but of the universe. I mean, the earth cannot drop. It ain't like the ground is the ground. Under the ground is a mass of water. Under the water is a mass of, you know, other rocks. And then there's an element that's under the earth. But other than that, there's nothing. It's like it's not a stick. It's nothing holding the earth up. He controls gravity. He controls the universe. He controls where there is no gravity. God controls the universe. And he controls our situations. So tonight at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, that address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We'll be having just one night of miracle revival. It's called the Christ Walk, and I am been instructed, I'm commissioned to minister to you and then pray for you. Now, listen, I believe this without a shadow of a doubt. Now, before I get up, I have a daughter that have a very special word that she needs to share with you, Minister Evans. After that, I must minister. I must do what God told me to do because there's some of you that's been battling with your mind. So I want to talk to you, amen, and continue to talk to you tonight in that service. Now, remember, we start our prayer at 7:30, and then at 8 p.m., that powerful service will take place. So whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from being there. Well, my name is Bishop Eric King Johnson. I've enjoyed, amen, these last few days of talking with you, amen, concerning the battles of the mind, because I believe that there is a constant fight that is going on, amen, in the minds of people, in the minds of mankind. And, you know, and this started from the beginning, so it's just something that we could stay on for the rest of our lives. I mean, I can just preach this. You know, when I had opened my second church, I preached 1 year on one word, and that was faith. Every service, every Tuesday night, I preached on nothing but faith. That was it. You know, you could take one word and just go on and on about it because the Bible is eternity. You know, it's eternal. You know, so when I deal with the mind, the battles of the mind, that's something that I can stay on for quite a while because it doesn't stop in one place. It doesn't stop. The battles of the mind is coming against people all across the board, all across the world, saved and unsaved. But it's worse, I believe, when you are saved. Because when you're unsaved, your members are slave to sin. That's what the Bible said. Your members are slave to sin. Your master then becomes the devil. And you do what he says do. He controls your thought pattern. And as harsh as it may seem, that's what it is. That's what the Bible said. You would do what your master say do. That's why Jesus said you can't serve two masters because you're going to love one and hate the other. But when you become saved, then the devil infiltrates. He tries to get through any way possible. And that's where we go in on Ephesians 6, where the Bible said, amen, that you may resist the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against, resist come up against, or principle yourself against the wiles of the devil. And this word wiles, W-I-L-E-S, is an expansion of trickery, an expansion of temptation. I mean, there's no limit to how the devil wants to come against you. He will use any and everything. But you know one of the most effective things the devil uses? He uses the man or woman themselves. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not your children. It's not the people on your job. It's not the lack of money. It's people in the world that got lack of money, but they keep fighting. It's not the fact that you got fired. It's people that's not saved. They get fired. They go home and order some Chinese food and get some wonton soup and some egg rolls, and they eat, and they get up in the next morning and go out for another job, and they just as happy. But saints of God, the devil fights you in your mind, because the first thing you say is, if I'm serving the Lord, then why is all of this happening to me? So he comes against you with extreme measures. Measures that cannot be measured. Extreme. I mean, there's an expansion when the Bible says the wiles of the devil. There is no limit. He just don't fight you with the exterior or the external. The main way the devil fights us is through our mind. Mind battles. Mind battles. And, of course, they have to be logical. It have to be logical. It have to be something that seemed to be logical. I mean, it has to make sense to you, because if it didn't make sense, he wouldn't have the ability to gain ground the way he does. It have to make sense. Okay, take it like this right here. The Bible said after, now this is after Jesus was baptized of John. John is baptizing people, and then he stops in the middle of his service and say, behold, look, the Lamb of God. They cometh to take away the sins of the world. And when him and Jesus talked, Jesus said, I came to be baptized with you. John said, no, I need to be baptized with you. Jesus said, suffer to be so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And then John baptized you, and then they heard the voice. They heard the voice of the Lord God saying, listen, they heard the voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Then everybody heard it. When just John heard, the Bible said that John heard or Jesus heard. No, everybody in the surrounding heard the voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. All possessive. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Well pleased in what? What he did or what he's going to do? Well pleased mean what he did and what he's going to do and what he's doing right now, not just right now, but how he's lived for 30 years and what he's going to do for the next 3.5 years. Then the Bible said in the 4th chapter that then Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards in hunger, not hungry. When you're hungry, you have your pick. You know, I want some barbecue ribs. Do you want a hot dog? No, I want ribs. Do you want a hamburger? No, I want ribs. And you drive across town to get some ribs. That's when you're hungry. But when you're in hunger, you eat some crackers. You eat some bread. You eat bread and butter. It don't make no difference. When you in hunger, you eat anything. Anything look good. I never forget, I was very, very hungry. I wasn't in hunger, but I was very, very hungry. And, you know, I don't eat, you know, squash and all that, you know, and what's the other one? And turnip greens. And it's just certain things I don't eat. But I tell you what, when that food was put in front of me, I ate it then because I was at that point. But when you are in hunger, everything look like it's good. Everything looks good when you in hunger. Everything look good when you are in hunger. Everything's look fine when you are in hunger. So those of you that listen to my voice, I believe that God wanted to do something when Jesus was in hunger. So he allowed the enemy, amen, to come up against him. He allowed the enemy to come up against him, and the devil came to Jesus. The devil came to Jesus. This is what the devil did. He came to Jesus. He came to Jesus and said, listen, if you be the Son of God. Now, he's in hunger. Jesus is in hunger. And the devil came to him and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. command these stones to be made bread. Now, here's the opportunity. Here's the opportunity. Jesus could have had a mind battle right then because, number one, he was the Son of God. Number two, he had the power to do it. So that's why the Bible used the phrase temptation. He was the Son of God, and he had the power to do it. See, the devil can't tempt me to do certain things. All right, like what? I'm getting ready to say something that's going to blow your mind. I hope y'all don't take offense to this, but I guess we family, right? We family. All of you that are on WXY, we're family. All of you that are on Periscope, we're family, right? Okay, there are certain things the devil can't tempt me to do. He can't tempt me to have no baby. All right? Devil can't tempt me to have no baby. He can tempt a man to wear a dress. He can tempt a man to put on long hair. But he can't tempt no man to have no baby. I don't care. He walk around and hold his stomach and all that. He can't be tempted to have no baby because it's not possible for him to do it. He can tempt him to act like a woman, you know, to try to talk like a woman. But he can't tempt you to have no baby. But when it comes down to Jesus, this is not something out of his reach. He says, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus said to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Listen to me very carefully. All of you out there in radio land, I believe that right then Jesus had to show the devil, I know how to control what could possibly be a mind battle. You know, I'm not tempted to turn stones into bread. All those stones might look good. They might look like bread. I've been out here. You know, my body and my mind is could play tricks with me, but I'm not tempted in that fashion. Glory to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, there's some of you right now, the enemy is not trying to tempt you with something that you cannot do. He is tempting you with something that is within your wherewithal. Like what? Like leaving your job, like leaving your church, like leaving your marriage, like leaving where you are, like throwing in the towel, like giving up, like believing what the doctor's reports say because he'll tell you that they know best, you know, just like believing, you know, anything that he wants you to believe. But let me tell you something right now. The Bible said, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel like we need to get a little shout music going on because I feel a shout coming on. The Bible said that he would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. He would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. He would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And those of you that are listening to me, God say, I want to give you peace. Uh-oh, I hear some war music coming on. He says, I want to give you peace. For all of you that have been having a fight in your mind, those of you that's been having a fight in your spirit, God said, I want to give you peace in the midst of your storm, in the midst of the doctor's report, in the midst of what the judge say. I want to give you peace. Oh, I told you that I felt war sound coming. I hear war music coming. And that war music is, it's rejoicing time. You're not going to wait. Those of you that's been going through this whole entire year and this whole entire month, you're not going to wait till the battle is over, but you're going to shout right now. You're going to get rid of the mind battles that's been coming to tempt you to do things that you know within your power to do. But because you're standing for God, because you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, you're going to hold on until your change comes. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day he shall stand. Whoa, my God. What? Let me take this opportunity right now while I'm telling you to hold on to your peace and don't let your mind run away. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And he leadeth me beside the still waters and he restoreth my soul. You know why David said he restored my soul? Because sometimes my mind started playing tricks with me, but God had to gather a piece of my mind from the north, and a piece of my mind from the south, and a piece from the east, and a piece from the west, and he restored me back together. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Whatever you do, don't miss this miracle service on tonight, one night only, at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the great city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am going to be ministering tonight. Whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from getting there, because I believe that God has something, amen, divinely special in store, predestinated, or set aside just for you. My God, I'm excited about what God is doing. And see, the devil, amen, he won't leave you alone now, because the Bible said that after Jesus had rebuked him three times, one writer said he left him for a season. That means the devil's going to always come back. Amen. The opportunity, amen, to have a mind battle is always going to be there. You are always thinking about, amen, things that affect you. You're going to always have people that talk about you. You're going to always lose friends. You're going to always be faced with problems. They're going to steal. Man that is born of a woman are a few days full of trouble. Problems will always be here. But just like problems are here, the declaration of victory is here. The declaration, if sickness is here, healing is here. If poverty is here, then prosperity is here. If sadness is here, then happiness is here. You get ready for a miracle. My name is Hurricane Johnson, saying tonight is your night. My God, I'm excited about what God is doing. And those of you, you know, you just have to go off the scripture where the Bible said, so a man thinketh, so is he. So a man thinketh, so is he. It's not just a saying. It's not just something that we talk about. It's not just something that, amen, we just want to put an exclamation point about or highlight it, you know, and just say, well, you know, everybody just start talking like that. That stuff works, y'all. These ingredients work. These nuggets work. So a man thinketh, so is he. You know, if you think sickness, you're going to be sick. That's all. If you think failure, you're going to be failure. Announcer, how much time I got? Because I'm excited. Glory to God. 3 minutes? 4 minutes? Already? 4 minutes. My God. Listen, let me take another 30 seconds, y'all, and just shout right now, because I believe there's nobody like it. Who shall? They say Jesus. See, they need to start with that music, because, see, when they do that music, it makes me reflect on the fact that God brought me out every time trouble came. It makes me think about how good God is. You know, when I start hearing stuff like that right there, because there's nothing like when you praise God. Listen to me very carefully. My time is about gone. I lost my other audience. Amen. But thank God for those of you that are here. Now, my final word for the day is this right here. I will be at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel tonight in the Grand Ballroom at 8 p.m. I am going to minister. I am going to pray for people. Those of you that are listening to my voice, you need to get ready for your breakthrough. You need to get ready for your miracle, because God certainly has a miracle just for you. Now, remember, we're here every day at 1:30, this same station every day at 1:30. We're also on Blog Talk. We're also on Periscope. And then you go to our Facebook account, amen, and recap all of these, amen, live streaming broadcasts, okay? And remember to go to my website at BishopHurricaneJohnsonMinistries.org. That's BishopHurricaneJohnsonMinistries.org. Just check out the website, BishopHurricaneJohnsonMinistries.org. I've enjoyed talking to you. Amen. I believe that God, amen, is still God. He's the same yesterday, the day, and forevermore. He's yet moving by his spirit. Blind eyes are yet opening. Lame is yet, amen, walking. Deaf is yet hearing. Dumb is yet talking. And you know what? Hurricane Johnson is yet excited about God and his miracle-working power. 38 years of ministering. 38 years, going on 39 years of preaching, and I'm still excited. excited. Well, I got to get out of here. We're going to leave you, amen, with my song. This is Hurricane Johnson. Leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way. I used to pray to this when I was about 12 years old. I used to listen to this, go in the shut-in and stay in there for about 3 days and come out. I'll be on fire, y'all. I know y'all want something else, but I like that right there. Turn it up. That's it. Come on now, you know that's church music, y'all. Come on, come on.